Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Friday afternoon, we bring in some well-known faces and familiar voices to reminisce, chat about their summer memories from long, long ago. Today, I'm joined by Dancing with the Stars judge and KCLR broadcaster, Brian Redmond. Good afternoon, Brian.
I'm delighted to be in Friday afternoon on any radio show, anywhere in the country, the last guest of the day.
It's amazing.
It's always just a bit more buzzy than a Monday morning guest.
There's the devilment, you see, because we know we're on the home stretch. Are you a summer fan?
I mean, absolutely, yes. Although, obviously, I'm very, very busy during the winter months when Dancing with the Stars is on those 3 months of the year. I think apart from loving doing the show, it really helps balance out my year because I enjoy the summer months. I'm not a big fan of the winter months, so I might as well be working when it's dark and gloomy outside and enjoying the weather.
What's your first summer memory?
I was thinking about this morning, and it's the difference between the memories that are actually yours and the memories that you've sort of picked up as people tell you about things that happened.
True.
For me, definitely summer projects. Now, summer projects are probably a thing of the 80s and kids might be listening now going, what's that about?
Yeah.
So summer projects would have been community events that took place over sort of a 2 week period during the summer, day trips, you know, sporting events, different sorts of crafts and crafts.
Okay.
All would have been funded, I think, by the Catholic Youth Council and then organised in local communities. Very big thing in Dublin, day trips to places like, for example, Glendalough. And those 2 weeks were 2 weeks of the summer where boredom couldn't set in because you were so busy.
So it was kind of a fancy summer camp.
It was. It was a fancy summer camp before summer camps were something that parents had to pay a fortune for.
True,
it was sort of a cheaper version of a summer camp, but great. And all the kids in the community and all the parents got involved. And
brilliant.
Something I loved.
Yeah. Have you a best summer holiday memory?
Yeah, I think last year.
Where'd you go?
We went down to Gran Canaria. Generally, we try and get away maybe every second or third year as a family. And that was one of those years. And the kids, 14 and 9 last year, 15 and 10 now. So they've reached that point whereby, as parents, you can give them a little bit more freedom.
You have a teenager. You have a fully blown teenager.
And luckily enough for us, it's the right way around because our teenager is the most responsible person in our house. And I'm including the adults in that as well. Whereas our daughter, a little bit of a different story. And, you know, being around the pool, once you've gotten them through the swimming lessons and they can, you know, be safe in and around the water, as parents, you can relax a little bit. So absolutely loved it. And just sort of switched off. That's the big thing.
It is. There's something about the summer just sort of allows you to do that, isn't it? Did you have a summer job growing up?
No, not really. I had a job, a part-time job. I mean, I went to school in O'Connell CBS underneath the shadow of Crow Park, where you're obviously heading towards this weekend. And I got my first job when I was 15, pretending to be 16 in McDonald's on O'Connell Street.
So, brilliant.
But because of the fact that I never went to college, I never really had a summer job as such.
It was always just straight into work. You're born and bred Dublin, aren't you?
Yes. I grew up in Dublin. Parents, one from Finglas, one from Ballyferma, and I grew up in Blanchardstown. So I live in Kildare now. But that's house prices and everything
else. Well, on that, if you were to win the lotto, do you have a, like, is there a dream holiday destination? Where are you going?
It's changed, actually. Myself and my wife, again, looking forward to those years where we don't have responsibility towards the kids. We'd always talked about spending some time in, you know, the northern part of California, up around the Napa Valley, the winery areas. But again, with the way, you know, people's opinions of America have changed over the last 3 or 4 years, I couldn't be bothered, to be quite honest with you. I couldn't be bothered going there, spending money in that country. And it might sound a bit political for a Friday afternoon. So it's changed a little bit now. So I think, you know, something, maybe hiring a really fancy, because you're talking about spending lottery money, of course. Maybe a really fancy, you know, one of these American style
like
camper vans.
Meet the Fockers, sort
Oh, yeah, but like high end luxury, just myself and Jen.
These are mobile,
they're not even palaces.
Yeah.
You know,
mobile houses.
Yeah, driving around Central Europe, maybe visiting those cities. Something like that. Again, relaxed, going with the flow, nothing
that's
too fast.
Funny. I wouldn't describe that as relaxing now. I would think that's adventure.
But you see, I'm married to a woman who cannot abide lying on the beach in the sun all day long.
So you have to be going somewhere and
doing things. So the best of both worlds, I think, you know, drive down towards maybe the south of France for a couple of days, up towards Central Europe, and then she could drag us around city breaks.
That's your kind of holiday.
I think something like that would be quite nice, definitely.
It would, yeah. And there is something about getting to see loads of new places
that's the thing. I mean, when you're working as much as people work nowadays, I think getting an opportunity to experience something is nice. You know, if you like lying on a sun lounger and spending just 2 weeks frying in the sun, I would probably do that. That's probably where I would go.
Just
but as
having
I said,
nothing to do.
Yeah, the best of both worlds. And my wife would hate that and she'd drag me around the city. So I think we both, I get her to relax a little bit and she gets me to go and do things a bit.
A good works out balance as well. Is your wife your favourite person to holiday with, or do you have others? You can say whoever you want. It's okay.
Is she my favourite person to holiday with? I've never really holidayed with that many other people, to be quite honest with you, because again, when you were younger, you wouldn't have been going away. Certainly none of those trips that exist now, you know, the post-leaving cert trips and things like that. So yeah, I suppose she'd have to be, because she's probably likely to be the next person that I'll be holidaying with, with the aim of trying to make that as enjoyable as possible. I have to say, yeah, definitely.
Why not? Are there things you can't holiday without?
I can't holiday, a complete contradiction in terms, I can't holiday without my phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm not one of those people, I check my emails every day. Even from a work perspective, I don't put on an out of office type thing, because you're going to have to deal with the emails anyway. So why deal with 200 of them when you come back? So I'd have to stay connected a little bit. But that and a book that I won't read.
What do you plan? What do you sort of aim to read, or what kind of books do you bring?
Anything really. I love people. So whether it's working in radio or Dancing with the Stars or just about life in general, I have the opportunity to meet people and to learn about people. Yeah. So it'll generally be an autobiography of some form or shape.
What would you recommend for people maybe heading away this weekend that need a last minute?
I spend too much time reading briefs for shows and stuff like that and newspapers. So I think what I would recommend is try and get away from the news cycle, sitting here in the studio, in News Talk.
You need to tune out, don't you?
You do, absolutely. I try and get away from that news cycle for a bit, because it's very, very heavy at the moment. The people need that little bit of a break.
So your phone and your book, what's your third item you're taking?
My phone and my book.
Are you a podcast fan?
Yeah, it would be. Music, yeah, so I listen to podcasts more so than music, but I think my phone and my book and a pair of Crocs.
Oh, you're a Crocs man, are you?
I am, yeah. You might be surprised to know.
Get into them. No.
I found, actually, be careful walking around the house if you are going to buy a pair of Crocs, because they're grippier than you think. And the number of times I've actually caught my foot on the floor walking along and ended up stumbling into the room.
You come to a sudden stop.
Come to a sudden stop. It's not good. So, but Crocs, book and phone.
Yeah. Dancing with the Stars. So you come back from the summer holidays. You're back into the radio show. And when does that kick off for filming again?
Well, Dancing with the Stars is sort of January. I mean, we're still waiting on the actual confirmation, as we do every year.
Okay, so there's nothing new in that, is
nothing,
there?
Not really. I mean, you know, from obviously the COVID years would have changed it very much, because it would have been absolutely up in the air as to whether it was back or not. I think with how the last few seasons have gone, we'd be fairly positive about it. So I'm not exactly losing too much sleep. But from that respect, we've got it easy as judges, as you well know, because all I do is sit on my backside watching what's going on in front of me.
Funny, do you, you're sort of, you know, sometimes described as the mean judge, right?
Yes.
Does that bother you?
Not at all.
Is that part of the entertainment?
Yeah, not at all. Firstly, because of the fact that it's only people who work in our industry, people in the media who describe me as the mean judge, people that I meet out in the street. And I think Irish people, we do love that little bit of mischief. I mean, for example, we've had Taoiseach like Charlie Hockey, for example. We've always loved a little bit of mischief out there. So I think playing that role, being that judge, is something that people warm to, quite honestly.
Do you, is it hard to keep the show going and revitalised season after season when it has been on now for so long?
No.
Still a huge demand, yeah.
It's still a huge demand. I think there's that balance in life between having a freshness to things, but a familiarity also. You know, people will harp back to the days when they were younger, of Glen Rowe, for example, being an important part of their weekend. They knew the weekend was coming to a close. Did I get the homework done? Have I got the uniforms ready for tomorrow morning? That's a familiarity that people like.
Yeah.
But if you can match that up with always bringing some newness to the show, to the format, slight tweaks, slight evolutions over the seasons, and new contestants every year.
Have you sort of a dream contestant you'd like to see on the show?
Yeah, but I mean, the dream contestants were probably unlikely to get. I mean, I'd love to have Roy Keane on the show, but that's not going to happen. Let's be frank about it, you know.
You never know.
There's a few people.
If he's listening today, it's an invite for him.
If he's got nothing to do between January and March, the height of the Premier League football season, I'm sure we could find a space for him.
Your favourite holiday song, what does it remind you of?
My favourite holiday song reminds me of freedom.
Okay.
And it's sort of something that goes back to when I left school. I moved to London straight after leaving school at 17 years of age. And it was that sense of freedom. So Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way is
fantastic.
The one I've picked for today, because it's nice to have that freedom. Freedom, you're going to enjoy the weekend. Now she's getting ready to wrap up the show.
Yeah, the divilment's about to creep in.
Isn't it?
Brian Redmond.
I can feel it from you, Andrea.
Dancing with the Stars judge, KCLR broadcaster. Thanks a million, Brian.
My pleasure.
Not at all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. We will leave you with the sound of Brian Redmond's Summer, his Fleetwood Mac choice this afternoon. Best of luck to everybody travelling to Croke Park this Sunday, to Kerry and to Donegal. No doubt, whatever the result will be, have plenty to chat about on Monday morning. My thanks to the production team, podcasts on the News Talk, the Go Loud app. Subscribe to Lunchtime Live, and we will chat to you at midday on Monday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.